Oh, it's finally Christmas season, baby. Thanksgiving is gone. We're heading into December. And it's the Fig Cave here. Not a snowy day, but a damn cold day here in Charm City, here in Baltimore, in the High Noon Studios. I've got my main man, Nick Thompson, sitting across from me. Across the Zoom from me here. He's really
across from you on the screen, live from Connecticut. What's up, dude? Hey, man. How you doing?
Dude, not bad, man. Had a great Thanksgiving. We were going to record a little Black Friday episode, but the sales weren't really too good, so I figured we can kind of cram it into today. But how was your Thanksgiving? First one with the kid, right?
Oh, yeah, first with the kid. We stayed in on Thursday. I did a couple fillets, some full processed sweet potato fries, like the blanching.
Oh, nice.
I didn't remember how to blanch something. And then Friday, her parents hosted, and her mom is amazing at Thanksgiving, dude. Seven course meal.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. Things I don't eat the rest of the year. I'm like, I'll try it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know it's gonna be better than anybody else is gonna make it.
Yeah.
I had two probably the best turkeys I've ever had. I went to a Friendsgiving for a guy I used to work with in the restaurant.
A number of Friendsgivings, right?
Yes. Yeah. This was the best one. It was in a guy he worked with in the restaurant business. We've been friends ever since. He was a cook. He said he brined it the night before and then took it out, dried it off, and then pulled open the skin and kind of put like a butter-like compote, like they had garlic and herbs.
Like a seasoned butter, yeah.
Yeah, put it underneath the skin, threw it in the oven, and then halfway through he put some bacon over top and then put it back in. And that was like the juiciest chicken ever until the actual Thanksgiving where my sister's boyfriend deep fried a turkey, which I had never had before. And, you know, I always hear people
safely. They did it safely.
Safely outside. Yeah. Yeah. It was
fishing pole from a window.
Fucking delicious. Oh my God. The skin was like a beef jerky. It crisped up and was like, you know, he did like an Old Bay rub on it. It was really good. So, they got engaged. My sister got engaged, that week. So that was nice. So it was a good family. No drama.
Open bar at the wedding, bro.
Better be. Yeah. He told my wife, he's like, I thought Phil would be more excited. He didn't really react. But I'm like, dude, I'm fucking 41 years old, man.
How old are they and how long have they been together?
They've been together like 2 years. But I knew they were probably going to get engaged. But my sister's 37 or so. And I think he's a year older. He's your age, I think. Maybe a year older.
Yeah, nobody cares when you're over 35.
No. Yeah. It's. You know, I like the guy. I was happy for him. I said congrats. But I wasn't like in tears or like, you know. I knew where this story was going, I guess you could say. But I'm happy for them. It'll be a fun wedding. And yeah, and work's been freaking hellacious and busy during the holidays here, but I'm glad we're able to carve some time out and get this in because we are on the heels of a Black Friday and Cyber Monday, whatever you want to call it, weekend. So we'll go into over what we kind of purchased later in the show and what deals you guys can still find. We do want to let you know about the Fig Cave toy drive. It's still going on. We're probably going to be collecting toys until, let's say, the 15th of December. You have a couple different options, Nick Thompson. You can mail it to me here if you have some toys laying around that you don't need. You sent in a great box of stuff already. So is Mike Lanham and his brother, Chad Miller, a lot of people, James Melton, Zach Egolf has some stuff on the way. Again, boxes almost every single day, but you can...
You had another one today, but I cannot pronounce his last name.
Oh yeah, that dude sent me an awesome gift in there. That was a great
Lonkerich, Lonkerich,
Lonkerich. I guess he didn't correct me, so that must have been close. But
okay,
yeah, tons of people. You can any figures you have laying around that are unopened does not have to be wrestling related only. I've got so many different toys. My neighbors are donating some baby clothes and jackets, which are great. You can send in any kind of unopened toys to us here. The address is 2318 Rockwell Avenue, Catonsville, Maryland, 21228. Or you can jump on to Amazon or Ringside or any website you want and send the stuff directly to me so you don't have to go to the post office or get on pirate ship or anything. Or a couple people have Venmo'd or PayPal'd me and I will go shopping at the store of your choice, or I can put it toward a order for Ringside or whatever you want to do, but then you don't have to ship anything. It's nice and easy and painless, and less money goes to shipping, more money goes to toys. So a bunch of different options. We have boxes and boxes behind me you probably can't see, but we've got a ton of stuff. It's been great. We're doing it for the House of Ruth, which is a charity here in Baltimore for the victims of domestic violence and their kids. Gives them shelter and a place to kind of get away and kind of rebuild their lives and housing and jobs and shelter and all that kind of stuff. So it's really cool charity. They said they have about 28 or 30 kids that are living there right now with their, their parents. So yeah, this is going to be awesome. I'm really excited. The lady was like almost in tears because I guess they don't get too many people. You know, people do Toys for Tots and all that kind of stuff. So this is like, I guess something people wouldn't think about around the holidays. So I thought it would be pretty
cool. Yeah, I got to find one of those angel trees. I just want to do like one or two angel trees, like, so it can be very specific.
Oh, I do love those too. For a kid. Yeah. My work does that. Yeah, I should grab one.
I'm not going to go through it until they pick out something that I want to shop for.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. I like Mattel Legends clearance figures. I want that kid. I'm gonna
perfect. I got him.
I got 15 freaking toys to get.
Y'all like Ted DiBiase?
Yeah. So yeah, if you guys want to donate, if you have any questions, give me a shout. I'm doing an unboxing video on all the boxes on our Facebook group. So you guys can jump in there if you do find the time, and we can talk and you can see what gets donated and all that kind of stuff. Be pretty fun. So
also, if you're in the group, you get first dibs on the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
30 figures. 29 other figures coming your way.
I keep forgetting about that. If you do donate, first you get entered in to win the Chase Million Dollar Man Legends and the Wheeler Yuta Blood and Guts. Plus, you get first dibs into our awesome Royal Rumble contest, like Nick just said, where 30 people in the group get entered in. You all put up one figure. Whoever gets the number of the person who wins the actual Royal Rumble gets 29 other wrestling figures sent to your house from the other people in the Rumble group. So pretty fun. So a lot of different perks to donating, but you shouldn't need any perks because this is going to a good charity. And so it feels good. You know, it feels good to, like, give stuff. My son loves, kind of gets in the spirit of seeing what people donate and stuff. He's all about it. So it's fun. Let's get into Survivor Series real quick. I did not watch it. I don't know if that's the best way to introduce it, but I did see the clips. Well, I watched the final match. I did watch the main event, and I saw the return of CM Punk. What were your thoughts on Survivor Series before we get into Punk's return?
All right, Zoe's going to – because I know Zoe listens, I have to say exactly what happened. I fell asleep at the finish of every single match.
Wait, you woke up and then...
Yeah, I'd wake up and be like, what, it's over?
Oh, man.
And then I'd be like, I'm up now. And I'd fall asleep before the end. But the main event, I watched the full straight through end of the show.
Great match.
And then the press conference, so great match. It's a fun night. I mean, I still wish they would do a classic, at least one classic elimination match.
Survivor Series, yeah.
But, yeah.
I think you could do that with, like, a bunch of guys, like, just draw random names and make it fun and start some new rivalries or, like, some mid-level feuds, you know?
Yeah, and not a brand thing, not, you know, not SmackDown versus Raw.
The Sheamuses of the world, you know?
Yeah. Because War Games, I think, at this point, could be a standalone pay-per-view.
I don't know how much I love the actual... I love...
No, dude, all you have to do is take that card from the other night and just call it not Survivor Series.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you could be a separate pay-per-view. I just don't know if we need it every year. I don't really love the match. It's just not like...
It does mean that 5 weeks before, it's going to be all factions beating up, like, separate, each a different guy each week.
It's kind of convoluted. Like, my son was like, are they allowed to pin each other before the other people get into the ring? And I'm like, I don't know. Can they?
No.
No, you can't
pin
until...
The match does not start until everybody's in there, yeah.
Okay, the match doesn't... That's what it was, so... Okay. I mean, there were some really cool spots in there. I mean, I would say the Cody Rhodes team... Is that 5 Hall of Famers on one team? 5 future Hall of Famers?
Yeah, I mean, Jay will probably go in with his brother, but
100%. I mean, there's no doubt about him. The only one I would maybe doubt would be Cody, right? I mean, Randy Orton is in.
Yeah, Seth is it? No, of course Cody's going to be in there. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, he probably.
He's the new company. He's the new company man. Yeah,
Maybe Zane doesn't make it in, but probably.
Oh, he will. Probably. And I hope he goes in with KO just so they have to bitch about it during the season.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. But it was a great night. We saw the return of CM Punk after leaving AEW. Huge pop. I mean, it was like. I knew it was coming, and I had goosebumps watching it because it was just in Chicago. It was perfect. I mean, the dude just comes out in a white T-shirt and, like, people erupt. It's the most shared.
And as Zach noted, possibly new hair.
Yes, yeah. His hair looked a little bit darker. I don't know if it was
a little bit thicker.
A little spray or something. But it was great to see him back, and I'm excited to get some figures, man. What do you think? I mean, you touched on in our group chat maybe it was my buddy Darius, that we're just now getting a real CM Punk figure from Jazzwares, and he's gone. Like, it took that long, a year and a half, to get a real
figure.
A lot
of people get me and Darius mixed up. So
yeah, you guys look very similar. But what do you think Mattel does with him?
They're working on it. I hope they put a new scan on it, because it's been 10 years. Don't give me his old scans.
No.
I mean, it's not far off, but we need a new scan. So I assume they're going to do it as quickly as possible. And if you guys want to do a made-to-order Ultimate, I'm in. I'm all over it.
Maybe it was Darius, because he said a greatest hits figure, which would be a great first one to really rush out. You could get away with using the old head scan, but you could get...
that's true.
New articulation. Yeah. You could get all the new bells and whistles of the elite style, and then you would have 6 months.
What defining moments or what, you know?
I wasn't really collecting back then. I mean, I know the one in the mask and like the arm sling was really popular, but that kind
see,
of...
are they going to redo ringside collect? Like, I see they're doing great. You know, they have the elite at greatest hits, but do you think they're ever going to touch on those ringside exclusives? Because that was a ringside exclusive, and I'd be really pissed, just like I am about all the Ultimate releases, that if I had a $600 figure and you remade it for everybody.
Well, I think if Macho Man comes back, they redo that. Was that Macho King a re-release, or was that a Legends figure?
It was a defining moment.
No. It was a...
The one they were going to release? Or?
No. The only one I don't have, where he's got the scepter in the... It's like a Macho King elite.
Is it black and gold or silver and blue?
I think it's like purple and yellow.
Oh.
Oh, man, I forget. I don't know. But there was a Macho... Maybe the ringside was that NW. Maybe he just did NWO ones. I don't know. But
wasn't the ringside the black and gold? Or is that a Legend? I could be wrong. People are
mad at us over the radio.
Sapienza will correct me tomorrow.
Yeah. He's the stat guy. But yeah. I don't know if they would do that, but I know
he could be our stat guy, Greg.
That would be stat guy Tommy.
Yeah. Stat guy Tommy.
Where I lost my train of thought. I'm thinking about Sapienza.
Punk figures.
That would be the fastest way to pump one out in 6 months and get him into the line. But I think, made to order Ultimate would be great. I think they're gonna get them out within, I think by the time we're here next year, and I'm 42, we're gonna have a CM Punk Mattel figure in our hands.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a couple of these Supremes.
I hid one for my son at Walmart, because he washed it with me before his basketball practice in the car while we're eating McDonald's. Just two dudes in a car in the dark in a parking lot watching wrestling on an iPad.
Is he still on the Happy Meal, or is he still on the Happy Meal?
He's still fine with the Happy Meal, which I'm fine with. I had a McRib. He had the Happy Meal. We were like pigs and shit, you know?
How good was the McRib until you ate it?
I love the McRib. I do love the McRib. I wouldn't eat it if it was year-round, but it's like one of those special treats. I love the onions
Once a year, just remind me what onions it tastes and pickles. Like. Yeah.
As much as I love Kyle Peterson, I don't agree with his no pickles, no onions take. I think you need that.
Oh, I'm same.
Cuts what? No pickles, onions?
No pickles, no onions. Jeez. But, I hate vegetables. I hate those textures. Did you notice that Punk, if someone pointed this out, and he's not in the Fig Cave, he's in the Major Pod group, but best wishes, Ron Bosch, dude. This Punk figure, you won't even be able to see it, but if you look close, that face, dude, it's Ron.
Oh, you think?
Ron Bosch. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
That face doesn't look like Punk. It's too smiley.
No, not at all.
It's
no.
too smiley.
Yeah, it's not bitter enough for me.
So I sold all of... My son would never, he's never known CM Punk. You know, he was too young.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was even born when the last time, he probably wasn't born the last time he was in WWE, and he doesn't watch AEW. His question was like, where's he been? Where'd he go? Like, he doesn't know anything about AEW or anything.
Yeah.
So I sold a bunch of like random CM Punk figures that he just had in his bin that would never play with. And I'm like, hey, people buy these. And I was, you know, for 10, 15 bucks in the Fig Cave group. And he's like, what'd you do with those figures, Daddy? Did you ever sell those? I was like, yeah, I sold them. He's like, well, I didn't get any of the money. Like, yeah, you didn't pay for him, asshole. But guy, I might have to grab. Yeah. I might have to grab him that Supreme because
are they still in stock down there where you are? Or?
I hit. As I said the other day, I hid one.
But the other one sell or what?
Yeah, they must have. I didn't know where this one came from. It was just randomly. Yeah. I go to this Walmart. It's right by my house. I go there like every other day probably, and I don't know if somebody returned it or if it was somebody else was hiding it somewhere and they found it. But where's your hidey hole at in Walmarts? Do you not want to say? Do you know what to say if you don't want to?
Oh, no. I mean, there's so many Walmarts between here and where I work, but I'm pretty big on hiding stuff behind Nerf guns because Nerf gets a half an aisle. Yeah. And not one single gun is going to get a run on, like going to get a run. It's not like, it's like Clerks. Like we're not going to suddenly get a run on Gatorade. Like,
and they're also not going to get a run on. Like, they're not going to move that section.
No,
you know?
No. Yeah. Although the how I kept talking about how I had a Brock, Eddie, and a Ray Ultimates, they were hidden for six weeks until someone needed one, and I was like, all right, yeah, I'll grab it for you, bro. And I go back, nothing.
Oh, man, that's
I was shocked. You know, they weren't super mint. It was like if someone needed a loose one.
Yeah. I hid this one in the corner of the store. It goes toys and then sporting goods. And there's like a section of like tarps and like sporting goods turns into like automotive kind of like home stuff. And it's like tarps, like those like blue tarps you would put on like construction if you know,
yeah,
there's rain or something. And like tucked behind a box of those. So hopefully that's safe. We'll see.
Yeah. I have some superstars hidden at one store. It's like behind their racquetball shit. Like, nice.
Oh yeah. No one's playing that.
It'll
shit.
Be fine. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I'm pumped for punk. That's hard to say. I think he got a bad rap. I don't know how you interpret everything that happened, but I think he is.
He's responsible for some of the drama, but it just sounds like AEW was a bunch of brats that are trying to run the show.
And he wasn't having it, and he's not going to sit back and just take it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're poking the bear on their little videos and stuff, and talking about him in promos. He's going to come at you. You know,
I have heard that. So years ago, I mean, I used to install home alarm systems, and I actually did an alarm for a guy who was he worked for WWE.com, kind of right before the network popped.
Okay.
So I was like, well, like, who do you like working with? And he said that Randy's the best, but when he comes out of the ring, you just got to let him do what he wants.
Okay.
And then he'll come find you. And he said, Punk is too cool for school.
Really?
So that was from like a video. I was like, oh, it sucks to hear. But I think it lies somewhere in the middle. Like, he does believe his own hype, clearly.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's definitely got that egotistical. But
I think a lot of the AEW stuff got dumped on him, and I don't think it was.
And that was probably, he probably worked with him 10 years ago, so the guy might be a little more mature now, but we'll see. I don't know. I don't think he's innocent in all the shit that went down, but I also think, he got there and just realized this is the fucking patients are running the asylum here. Like, there's no, you know, it's always, the grass is always greener until you get there, and you're stuck with what they had going on, so. Best of luck to him. I just think when you think about all the people they've made over the, like Jey Uso is like a dude, people pop for him still fucking big. Sammy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in the last, a year ago, those guys were not like main event level. I could see those guys as main eventers now. I love where Drew's at. I love where they have the Judgment Day position. I think Damian Priest is an instant plug and play main event guy. Obviously, Gunther.
Do you see him as a world champion?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Maybe
not,
like,
feeling it.
No,
I'm not feeling it.
No, I mean, I would say on the level of like a Sheamus, where you need a heel guy, an interim like champion for a little bit. I think he would look good with the belt. But just like, I think we're getting close to like the Attitude Era as far as like big name. Like, you run down a list of like big names. Like, a couple years ago, before Cody came and Roman was out, like they had nobody. Like, you could put together a list of 10 guys. KO, I think, is when healthy, is a main event guy. I don't know. Finn Balor is a former world champion. Rollins is at the top of his game. It's just so many guys right now that I'm excited to see, like, what they do and build. I just want them to build some storylines.
Yeah, it's great that you have the ability to be able to kind of interchange those guys that you have. Yeah. And they're all believable. They're all up there.
Yep.
But what do you – my problem with that is
what do you do with them all when Roman has
someone's got to lose? Yes, someone's got to lose. Yeah,
So Rollins has to lose that belt at some point. We'll see what they do.
Yeah.
But I'm taking the kid to a house show like the day after or 2 days after Christmas, one of his gifts. So we'll see who's going to be
there. Oh, those are fun. Those are
– yeah.
They always do a show like in Westchester or MSG, and it's always a very fun show.
I'm a little worried because it's the same day as the MSG show. Like the MSG show is at like 1 and this is at like 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I think Cody put it down as he's going to be at both, so – maybe he'll let some people on his PJ, his private jet. All right, let's get into some news here before we get into our holiday shopping guide. How much shopping have you gotten done for other people, not for yourself?
Okay, what? None.
I know, I haven't either.
Even my mother sent my mother. I was like, oh, I really like this sweater. I was like, all right, I'll order it. I'm waiting for Black Friday. They're like, oh no, that particular size and that color sold out.
Oh darn it!
Awesome.
I did pitch in for the brother-in-law to get a Blackstone grill. That's what he wanted. So me and the wife.
Oh, the griddle?
Yeah, the griddle. Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah.
That's like a one and done gift. Boom. It's perfect. Here's $80. Toured it. I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have too much to buy for. It's like my nieces and my parents.
That's good. All right.
And the baby. Although the baby's going to get so much shit between her birthday and Christmas. Geez, I don't think we're going crazy.
Congrats to Ty Mello and Sammy Guevara on the birth of their child. I think it was yesterday or today. And also, I think it was today. And then right before we started recording, I saw Ryan Cabrera and, what's her name? God damn it.
Alexa.
Alexa Bliss had their kid. So,
I thought she already had the baby like a month ago.
I thought that too. Maybe she had a second one in there. Yeah. I don't know. Power Town Series 2 was announced right before we started recording about 2 hours ago. And I put it to our Facebook group, about the first, let me see if anybody answered my question. No, I'm trying to see how long it took from pre-order to arrival on the Powertown Series 1, because these are going up for pre-order in February of next year. This is Dory Funk Jr., Jack Briscoe, Wahoo McDaniel, Junkyard Dog, Medusa / Alundra Blaze, and Kamala. So this is the second series of these Ultra figures. The first one got rave reviews. You have one or two, correct? You have the Bruiser Brody?
No. I wanted it. It had the pre-order had to have been in the fall last year because we had just started recording. I had just come on to start recording like officially. And that was in what? Late August, September? Because we both talked about we wanted to order, and we wanted a 3-pack, but both the ones we wanted were in different 3-packs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And I didn't love the price point, but people love them.
No, I think it was soon before that because they were trying to say that they were going to be maybe available like for Christmas of last year. Remember? But then they
pushed it out. What I'm saying. I think it was fall. If it was fall of like 22.
Yeah.
Because them trying to hit that Christmas date, everybody Matt and Brian made fun of it every single week. That's where the power to like that's where that joking, mocking. You know, that's where it started.
So I would say if these are pre-order. Again, probably by while we're talking here next year for the holidays, these will probably be out. If February to December, you know, maybe you got some molds already you can use or something. You got the factory all figured out. So, you know, maybe a year from now, these will be in hand. So it's a pretty cool looking set. I mean, what do you think of these six? Pretty toyetic people.
Toyetic people. I just don't. Where is the appeal for certain people there? Like I don't need Jack. I know Jerry Briscoe. I don't know Jack Briscoe.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean I know of him, but I think the average fan. Maybe Medusa because she still does signings. But it depends if they get rid of that flap or not. That's the reason I don't want these. Is that it's a lot of money to not be able to get it signed, and have it look good.
Is Medusa the only one still alive from this? Is Wahoo McDaniel still alive, or has he passed away? He's passed away, right? Let's get to Sapienza. Sapienza is going to be busy.
Yeah.
We just need like an intern on while we're doing the show. Wait, so Wahoo McDaniel.
His fifth Google thing is a cause of death. So.
Oh, well, that's not good. Spoiler alert. Yep, he died in 2002. So it's been 21 years. Yeah, he's been dead for a while.
Yeah, sorry, everybody.
Sorry. Yep. So yeah, she's the only one alive to get signed. But Kamala will be super toyetic. Again, I'm probably not going to buy any of these. They just don't fit my collection. I'm a little too young for four of the six of these. I mean, I know all the names. I just don't – I can't start another line. but I'll be supporting them. We'll be talking about Power Town. We had Steve from Power Town on the pod. He's a friend of the podcast now. So we'll see. They're going to come out. I think they're going to do a reveal for those Series 1 of the Remco style figures too, which will be cool because you got the...
They got to be doing that next couple days.
Yeah, so. You got the Asylum guys doing their figures. You got kind of...
Do they? Are they doing their thing? Because I was told fucking late August, and here we are approaching the early... December.
Wow.
With absolutely no update besides we had problems at the factory, which I've heard a million times from every single company.
Yeah, they need to get onto like a Facebook Live and kind of talk about it because...
I don't know. Maybe I'm in the wrong groups. Maybe they only talk about it in like the Asylum, but you know,
I'm in that group. I'm in that Facebook group. That's a great group. I haven't heard them talk about it in there, so we'll see. What was I about to say? So, yeah, those were supposed to be August, and we're a day away from December. And by the time, even if they next week say they're in December shipping, you're probably looking at the January now at this point, right? Because if they say it starts shipping from the factory, that's 2-3 weeks. Then the 2-3 weeks to do the shipping, yeah, not looking good for 2023 on those. So,
That's the Asylum is huge disappointment. Yep. That's ridiculous.
We did see another reveal from WWE.com. I guess like a video. Sam Roberts hosted. He was with Gargano and I believe Lex Luger, who said everybody said was really good on that. Yeah, I did not see it. I'm going to go back and watch it eventually. But the biggest thing was this Monday Night Wars set. We saw actual images of the figures. Now I want you to get your thoughts. This is a Stone Cold Steve Austin with an Austin 316 shirt, I guess you could call it a beer can. It's just a silver can, but I think that's progress. Our friends at Threadheads are probably printing off some of those stickers to put on that sumbitch. Little Coors Light on there. And a faux kind of camo jacket with a hat. I mean, this is like a jean look for him. This is kind of a street gear Austin, which we haven't gotten in a long, long time. What do you think about this fig?
I like this whole line, but it's just another Austin. I don't, and it's for as many Austins as I have, I don't have like him in camo and stuff like that. So I'm excited to have kind of a,
me too,
yep. You know, cause he got a lot of TV time and he wasn't always wrestling. So he was always wearing fun, different clothes. So I think fun, different outfits. So yeah, I'm down.
This is like when he rode down on the four wheeler on Raw, I feel like, pretty cool. We got a Hogan here at the, early NWO, right? This is like before he was even a more than just the three of them. This is a Hulkster with black pants, black gloves, black bandana, black shirt, black weight belt, and that's about it. He doesn't even have like the black stubble yet. So I think this is like, I don't know when this is from. Maybe the first.
It's like day one NWO. Promo? I guess they're saying it's the first or the second Monday after that, after Bash at the Beach.
Yeah, it looks like Nitro July 96 is the date on the box, which I do like the dates on the box. That's pretty cool.
A touch of defining moments.
You're going to have to be pretty accurate with these figures to get to stick to that. You know what I mean? Like we've seen that with Jazzwares where they put a date on for a match and it's like totally a different figure. That is pretty cool. And the looks like it's Raw March of 99 for the Stone Cold. The next one is a Razor Ramon, a.k.a. Scott Hall, with his first appearance on Nitro. This was supposed to be like a denim-on-denim outfit that he wore, a little Canadian tuxedo look. It looks like they're using the Ultimate Edition head on this. I don't know if you agree with that. I'm a little worried about the vest just looking more like a blue vest instead of denim. It doesn't have a denim feel to it. I know these are just...
Give it that kind of brush look, yeah.
Yeah, it needs to have some kind of like distressed look, kind of like the pants do. But this is fire, dude. I mean, this is... I don't know how it took them this long. I mean, Mattel's had this license for, what, 10, 15 years almost? And we're just now getting like a Monday Night Wars line. I mean, this is a no-brainer, dude. These are like, this is the biggest time in wrestling. You're going to get people like back into collecting, I think, with these, right?
For sure. I think you need that little bit of gap where it's not, it's like to the point where it is completely vintage.
Yeah.
You know, to hit the nostalgia.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. You need like a 20 year buffer almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're past the new gen. We're past, Ruthless Aggression, they kind of skipped over, but...
Yeah, I mean, Creed's the shit right now, bro, so...
Yeah, true. Are you going to pick up this Scott Hall, even though it's not perfect?
Idea. Hopefully, the whole set. If the distribution's there, I'm buying all these.
Yeah, these are Walmart guys, so be prepared. I'm sure they'll do pre-orders. They'll get canceled. They'll be on Palmart.com. You'll buy them there for a little bit more expensive, but at least you'll get them. Undertaker is from. He is from Raw, September of '98,
and this. What they say? It's kind of like his. It's kind of like the Ultimate.
Kind of like the Ultimate, almost the Bone Cruncher kind of face to it. More of a bushy goatee for him. Pretty plain Jane. Just comes with an extra set of hands. And we didn't say the Build-A-Figure for this is the puffy shirt Lex Luger from the debut episode of Nitro when he kind of jumped ship over to WCW. He actually, I heard he talks about why he wore that puffy shirt on this WWE.com video. I gotta go back and watch it because it was definitely an interesting choice that he made with this. But a great line. Series 2 we know, which is, I think, Rey Mysterio, Triple H, Kevin Nash, and I'm blanking on the fourth one. But then we saw images for Series 3. It looks like we're going to get a Harlem Heat in a black outfit with red flames and a blue outfit chase with red flames. That's Stevie Ray and Booker T. These are must-gets, right, dude? I mean, those red ones were out so long ago. I mean, the prices have skyrocketed on them. These are two guys that still are around and can sign autos. These are going to be awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah, these are must-gets. Just our buddy Mike Lanham, who must be vying for the intern role, he put up a post. Pre-orders went live September 16th for Power Town. And then I think Matt Cardona got the figure that the legs broke in January. The fixed product was in hands in June or July. So you're looking at almost a year. So maybe it won't be Christmas. It might be tight. We'll see. But maybe once they've gotten these figures kind of down pat and the build on him right, maybe it could reduce the time. But we were talking about Stevie Ray and Booker T and a Disciple Build-A-Figure, which we've never gotten a Disciple. Obviously, that was Brutus the Barber Beefcake. That was his NWO role. I'm loving everything about this, man. I think it's really going to make them people boned up for that Nitro ring. Where the fuck did he go? Nick Thompson just disappearing on me here. Sorry, guys. I had technical difficulties these last couple weeks. Apologize. Let's get him back in here. Hold on one second. Let's get him back in. All right, and we're back. I was gushing over the Build-A-Figure Disciple, and your internet cut out. We are back, though. Pretty cool. You know, obviously that's Brutus the Barber Beefcake, his NWO persona. So, cool to get, but I think this line is going to be an awesome. Hopefully they keep it going. Hopefully we can get it in stores, Mattel. It'll be the first question, I swear. When we get Steve Ozer on the show again, he's going to come on soon, he says. It's a busy time of year for everybody. We got to ask him about, like, the distribution has not gotten better. I mean, I still have not seen Brock Lesnar and RVD in any Maryland Walmart ever. I mean, I got them from somebody in our Facebook group. I just never have seen it. So
even that little second wave that started, it popped up in a few stores up here, you didn't get them down there?
No, not at all.
Dude, I think they're just, if anything's like, if it's anything like my closest Walmart, like, I just think they're sitting in the back in boxes with everything else. I mean, half the garden section is toys at my store right now. And they're just on pallets, completely blocked off from public. So
that was really it that we haven't seen from Mattel. They did reveal the Knuckle Busters. It's kind of like a little 3-inch, a little bit smaller than like a Micro Brawler kind of new figure, which my son has some of those. I forget where I got them from, but there's like Big Show and CM Punk and John Cena around that time period. So pretty cool, like, little figures. Hopefully they keep, you know, that going. They talk about in the major pod group that Mattel tries a bunch of extra stuff and kind of throws stuff against the wall, but they kind of cancel it pretty quickly. I mean, you had those stretchy guys, stretched arm guys. You had some monsters and zombie figures and a lot of like third, not even secondary lines, but like I guess third lines that just probably doesn't sell, and they just get rid of it and move on from it, you know. So we will see. We do have a date for the next Coliseum collection, which is Roddy Piper and George the Animal Steel. That is going to be available on Mattel Creations.
The other thing they announced. Now that we're talking about Ultimates, is that they did announce the Monday Night Wars Ultimates.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Brett. Not totally impressed, but obviously I'm going to buy them.
Yeah, I'm going to buy them. I wasn't super impressed anyway. I'm kind of not over the Bret Harts, but I just don't feel like they've done him as well as they should. So
Piper's not a WCW guy to me.
No.
That's one of the things I don't like. You know, he's not a WCW guy.
I would have done better with a WCW Bret, you know what I mean, if they're going to do a WCW guy.
Yeah.
Because we've never gotten really a WCW Bret. But it's December 7th is the pre-order date for Mattel Creations. Man, they had a great sale on Mattel Creations. A buy one, get one free for the Coliseum collections and the Attitude Era ring and all that kind of stuff. Man, what a deal.
Everything but the new retro set, the one thing I needed.
Yep, me too. I needed a set of that as well. So pretty cool, though. I'll be ordering that. And that's it for news as far as WWE. We did see the box art. We talked about that box art for those Monday Night War Elites. Looks great. It's like a darker black box, so the colors really pop on it. They have the date, and they also have the WCW or WWE kind of scratch logo. So that's cool.
It's that new box style, though, that still doesn't look... I don't know how it's going to look signed. I haven't got anything signed in the newest box, but from what we understand from Matt and Brian, the major pod, that they want the plastic on top because it brings a little bit of light in.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But wouldn't light come through the front of it? I guess just so the figure isn't dark from above.
What am I, a scientist, dude? I don't know.
Photographer?
I don't know.
Dang. I don't know if we talked about this in the last episode, but British Bulldog and Diana Hart Smith 2-pack coming from Grapplers and Gimmicks. That's it for that. One of 3,000 Hook figure is available on shopaew.com as of today. I don't know if it'll be there tomorrow, but when you listen to this, but you can check it out. It's very similar to the $20 Hook figure on Ringside Collectibles.
Just different boots, basically. Just different
boots for $50. So Jazzwear is really changing the game up a little bit here with new boots, $30 boots there. So.
Even Hangman was, you know, for the past week, Hangman and Jade have been half price for the Black Friday sale. But it's like, you want a Defender, you add tax, and you're still at $40 for not a great Elite or Amazon Unmatched, Unrivaled. You know,
those are the Chase ones still available.
Yeah, the one in 3,000s, and I was like, I have Jade because I got it really cheap on Whatnot, but I'm like, I'm done, man. I don't need Hangman, and I'm not really crazy about Hook. And I like how everybody's concerned that Eddie Kingston's going to sell out that fast. Meanwhile, Eddie Kingston is peg warming hard at Walmart.
Oh God, yeah, those Walmart ones do not sell out. I mean, that Jericho and the Kingston are just flooding.
But that's been the issue with all of these guys are coming out in the main line. They're getting a Walmart exclusive, and they're going to shop AEW exclusive, and they're peg warming. I could still get MJF, Hangman, anytime I want. It's just too many of the same guy.
About 15 days ago, Jeremy Padour tweeted out, "Who wants some new AEW figures and serious announcements?" And then we haven't heard anything from him.
Yeah, some guy who we don't quite know if he's affiliated with AEW and or Jazzwares started posting some stuff.
That was canceled or delayed. Yeah. Nothing. Correct. Nothing new. And we were talking about it earlier today that if you go to Ringside Collectibles, the newest Unrivaled set is 13, which is in stock, but you can get these in Walmarts now. They're popping up in Walmarts. Where is the next sets for pre-order? What is going on with AEW here?
Same thing happened last year with that ended up being, we found out the Berkshire Hathaway sale. Purchase of Jazzwares was the reason for the slowdown, possibly why we'll never see that any more Kenny and Malachi Ultimates.
Yeah.
So bad timing, and I don't know what's going on right now with these lines. So
yeah, I don't know what the future holds for AEW Jazzwares in 2024, because we haven't seen anything new. Even at their flagship show in London, did we even see anything new? Or was it just kind of like new pictures of stuff we already knew about?
Correct. I don't think it was any new announcements. And it was like, hey, here's a couple lineup changes, a couple new things. And hey, check out this Jamie Hayter, you know, all in exclusive. And that's with no definitive data when we're actually getting that.
Man, yeah. I know they're kind of limited on the talent they can use, but I would.
That's so Jax.
Yeah, it's getting pretty weird. So hopefully we'll find out something in the coming weeks. Even the Supremes. I mean, on ringside, the latest set is those Lucha Bros.
It's been a year with them. Yeah.
So I guess they're just doing Walmarts now. So. We will see. I'm surprised. I think Walmart is a better sell than ringside, because those don't. I guess they're not sending a ton of them. Each store is getting five or six, and that's it. You know, yeah. So they'll be limited
again. The price point. It's the price point. We'll see, and I'll say every single broadcast or recording. It's just price point killed this line. It's just way too much money for a line that people don't quite know what company it is.
Yep. Speaking of ringside, Cyber Week is going on right now. There's some amazing deals on there. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Nick, somebody, one of my family, my godfather's son, so I don't know what relation he is to me, really nothing, but we were always kind of close in age. He sent me $50 and said, hey, just grab whatever you want, man. I want to donate to the toy drive. So I jumped on here. You got some Omos basics for $2.99. AJ Styles basics, $2.99. I got some Carmella. I got some Sasha Banks basics. I got some Big E basics. I got like 15 or 16 figures. I bumped it up, you know, obviously contributed my own money, but I got to that $60. You get that ship free 60 code for free shipping. I mean, obviously we want you to use code FIGCAVE for 10% off, but if you can get that.
You better be using free code Big K, bro. I've been using it when it is cheaper to use free ship.
Oh, dude. Oh, not me, man. I'll get that free shipping whenever I can.
No. Got to push the code.
Okay. All right. I'll switch back. I'll pay a little bit extra. I'll pay a little bit extra. Got to support the brand. But yeah, guys, we want you to screenshot it when you do use the code. I know it doesn't say what code you use on your order, but if you use our promo code.
We'll trust you.
Well, we trust you. What's the honor system here? Screenshot it. Tweet it to us. Exit to us. MySpace it to us. Most importantly, probably Instagram it to us, and we will share it and give you some love. And we are happy to have that code from Ringside Collectibles. Big supporters of what they do, but tons of deals on here. We'll get into kind of our holiday buying guide, because I've been buying stuff left and right, just mostly for myself lately.
That's what Black Friday is.
You help me out a little bit, because what you do when we have these sales, instead of just scrolling through everything, is you go to products, Mattel, WWE Elite, and then you search by kind of like elite. You know, it has all.
I mean, to go through the whole cyber sale, Black Friday,
it's overwhelming.
You know, Cyber Monday, it's a lot. But I'm not here to buy. If I'm here to donate, I'll grab some basics. But
exactly.
I want championship showdowns, because I like to send two figures to a kid.
Yep.
And I'll go to Ultimates. I'll look up AEW. I'll look up all the exclusives, and I'll go through those specifically to build my list.
Now, I think we'll probably get a Black Friday 2.0 sale in a couple days, so that might drop some of these prices again. But our buddy Tommy Paradise from the Run-In Pod was looking for a specific figure. He was hoping it would drop on Cyber Monday, and the price went up, because what does that tell you? It means that they're probably have less than 100 or 50 of them left, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason really to drop the price. So you have to be prepared for that. But there's a lot of deals to be had here. We kind of talked about in previous.
Yeah, weeks. I don't think it's going to hit quite as low as it did last year. I think it's disappointing some people, but that's, you know, if they don't, they can't lose money.
Yeah, but some of these ones,
it's a business, bro.
Some of these ones were there from last year. This Keith Lee, this T-Bar. The Rey Mysterio, the Bret Hart Street Gear one. These ones are going to, I think, drop down probably less than $10 in a couple weeks here. But there's a lot of great figures on here. I mean, even Roman Reigns, Hogan from that SummerSlam set. You got a bunch of Rey Mysterios. A lot of great figures here. So you can search differently if it's just overwhelming and you don't collect AEW, you don't collect basics or something. Just search it by the elites. It's really helpful, because there's a couple on here I want to grab. This Zeus SummerSlam Elite I'm probably going to get in a couple weeks here. but there's nothing really super pressing for me, so I'm going to push it till maybe the next Black. They do these Black Friday 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, and the prices will get lower and lower a little bit every time. You do run the risk.
I feel like there's probably nothing on there that you're like, that you absolutely have to get. Like, if it sells out, shit. Oh, well. It's done later, so.
Exactly, because, I mean, we're selfish assholes, the two of us. I'm the first to admit. If we see something we want, we buy
it. That's accurate.
You know, yeah, we buy it.
That plays.
You know? at least when it comes to buying figures for ourselves. Not in all aspects of life, you know.
But, yeah.
So, a lot of good deals on here. Use our code for 10% off. It pays to use our code because you get entered into our giveaway for two figures, and both of those are really great figures. So, anything else from Ringside before we kind of move on from that?
No, man, I'm just going to keep watching the sales, see what I can pick up.
Speaking of sales, our guys at J&J Figures did a Black Friday stream on Whatnot that was, they started at like 10 a.m. and they finished at maybe like 1:30 in the morning. It was like
a marathon,
17 hour, and I logged on, like my wife was asleep. I fell asleep on the couch. I wake up. And I'm like, let me just jump on Whatnot for a second. They were wrapping up at like 1:30. I'm like, God damn, guys.
I try to pop in there three or four times. I donated some, you know, I did one of their donation buy nows and just kept.
But if you go to jjfigures.com, I bought a figure off of here recently for my son. They have all kinds of stuff on here. They have a kind of a figure of the day. Right now you can get the Randy Orton Ultimate Wave 18 for $30. Before shipping, which is basically what you're going to pay.
And before any coupon codes that you might know.
Exactly, yeah. Which we do have one. I got to pull it up here. Tommy Sapienza will probably know what it is. But he's got the entire Elite Royal Rumble set with Beth Phoenix and Lesnar and Batista. He's got older stuff on here. There's a ton of things that you can grab off of this website. And also figure collections are also featured on here. All of their great bone-crushing figures. A great place to get some older stuff if you don't want to mess with eBay or like a random person you don't know on Facebook. I think I talked about it on our Instagram. I ordered something on a Thursday and got it on a Saturday from these guys. So
best. Yeah.
Super quick shipping. They're collectors. They're not going to send you something that's beat up. Really good. So
yeah. Nice.
The good thing about being in our Facebook group, Nick, is you get access to when we post deals, and there's been all kinds of deals on Amazon.
You have a whole thread going.
Whole thread going of like kind of the best deals and promo codes and stuff. Amazon is the place, especially for the toy drive. I had some, I think it was like $2.99 Star Wars kind of Micro Machine toys I bought the other day. You know, $2.99 before, you know, free shipping, obviously. So a great place there. I don't know. The deals this year overall have not been as good for figures as they've been for previous years. You think that's just because there's not the COVID kind of rush for collecting, or they're making
more?
Yeah,
I think you're missing that. You know, this is stolen from Kyle. That COVID overstock that had built up, that they said, here, Ringside, buy this cheap, see what you can do with it. You know. So yeah. I think they just don't have that stock to dump like they did previously. I mean. You see basics, though. You know, I don't know how many they order, but you never see basics getting restocked lately, and even a lot of the AEW sets aren't catching restock. So,
yeah,
who knows? And nothing more than one restock, I should say, for the AEW.
My stores are flooded with basics, man. Really bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
There's only two packs available of these Showdown 2-packs available on Ringside.
But they're all regular price, but yeah, they're all, like 15, yeah. 17 bucks, right?
Yep. Yeah, they're all expensive. So interesting. Yeah, guys, the best place is our Facebook group. Obviously, it's part of the Run-In Podcast Patreon. It starts at $1 per month. You get access to our group. We do live unboxings there. You did an unboxing for Ringside. We didn't even talk about this in the news. They had a mystery box where you got four AEW figures with some stands, and one of the figures was a chase. We'll get into what you got in your box, but you did a live unboxing of that. I'm doing the live unboxings of the toy drive stuff. I do figure hunts when I go to Walmart or Target sometimes. A ton of cool people just in there talking wrestling and talking sports and all kinds of stuff. So check it out. It's patreon.com/runinpod. It's the best way to support our show. All right, let's get into our weekly purchases here. I have quite a bit, but I'll let you start off. We'll go back and forth.
Oh, I have quite a bit as well. So,
oh, good. I was thinking about this earlier. There's a lot of wrestling figure podcasts. Obviously, the Major Brothers are the biggest one. I don't think besides them anybody buys as much stuff as we do. I listen to some of them. They're like, oh.
Don't say that. These are all paying fours. I bought these months ago.
Yeah. These are. You had a couple giveaways that you won. Yeah.
And I found a box at a store and that was free. Yeah.
And it's just tax money and all that kind of stuff.
So. Yeah. The Patreon. It's the Patreon money.
Yeah.
To start, so I did find this, as we talked about earlier, I did find CM Punk Supreme.
Nice.
I walked in. It was a fresh case. Three were completely ripped apart, damaged, cracked.
Oh, great. That's good.
But I grabbed the rest. Kenny threw one Kenny's way, and I'm keeping two mint ones for myself. So,
wow, two for yourself? One for trade bait or something? Or
yeah, down the road. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I had no idea I was going to go to WWE like that, so I don't know if that ups or downs, you know. But
I have decided to cut bait on AW Blood and Guts. I'm no longer a collector of AW Blood and Guts. I will not be taking any questions at this time, but if you need a...
Oh, man, this is like when that guy gave up hamster style in Orgasmo.
If you need
That's nice.
Kenny Omega and Dean Ambrose two-pack or a Britt Baker, hit me up in the DMs because, no offense, I just have... It seems like Mattel is going more toward these multi-packs now, which I love. Mm-hmm. I got the Raw one. I got the Undisputed guys. I got all of them.
Then Now Forever. Yep.
I just picked that up. That's my first pickup of the week. That was on Black Friday or Thanksgiving on sale for $39.99 instead of the $79.99 that it was supposed to be. So I did a store pickup, picked it up the other day. Great four-pack. I mean, really nice. Not something I would have bought for $80, but for $40 was really good. Go ahead. What you got?
Next, I'll get into the autograph stuff next, but
okay.
What did I buy? Oh, I just because I had it was buy one get one half at Target. And I was getting some for somebody else. I got the I got a Bron Breakker.
Nice.
I just thought it added to the collection. And
great
then
figure
at Kohl's the other day, I was picking up some stuff, and the Chase was there.
The Chase Breakker, the yellow one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Which one do you like better? I think I like the regular.
I like the Chase. I actually think I like the Chase better.
You do?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem
it's
like
a little more him. Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't seem as Steiner Brothers-y as the yellow as the pink one does. But
oh, I agree with that. Yeah, for sure. What
have,
else? What
do
else?
I have that figure? Remember if I have that figure.
I also finished up the Greatest Hits with that buy one get one half, and I got the credit back of the ones I had bought. So
okay,
why not?
Cool. Oh.
Nice. What else? What do you got?
Got a random email from Ringside of something shipping to my house and didn't know. I checked my orders, was confused. I thought I maybe did a Matt Cardona and set up a new account or something. John from Ringside sent me this 1 of 3,000 Chase Danhausen.
Son of a bitch.
I know you want this, but we're going to pay this forward. This is going to be a future giveaway for something. Maybe end of December.
Marley Mills, early Connecticut, is the winner.
Early January, December, for Patreon members only. We'll come up with a good way to do it. But this figure is pretty cool. I'm not an AEW guy. I'm not a Chase guy. It's pretty dope, dude.
Yeah,
the face is great. I'm surprised the regulars hangs around so much on the stores. But the love the cape.
I know. I have seen it a few times out of that whole set. I've seen it sitting by itself.
Right.
Time,
I thought that'd be the first one to go. So.
But he's also not on TV. So if you are not a collector,
He just came back. Just to stand at ringside.
I know.
BBT. I see this behind you. I finally picked this up. This is a Sergeant Slaughter Series 89. This was $9.99 on Big Bad Toy Store. So I bought this. I don't really know why, but. Less than $10.
He was at the autograph show that I met Kurt Angle.
Sure, nice.
Could have got it for you.
I got the ultimate. I got the ultimate signed. I don't.
The Rumble set started showing up where I am.
Oh, jeez.
So I grabbed Ridge and Batista.
Are you gonna go 100% on that, or are you gonna be?
Yeah, I think that as I get out of Elite, I think I still like the pay per view sets because the build of figures.
Yeah, that's nice.
They're fun. Like
you'll be able to get that Beth Phoenix pretty easy, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then Brock I think is like three to a box. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Tommy Paradise sent me this. This is a Shawn Michaels Survivor Series. This is the Dudu Brown pants with the Dutch boy.
I gotta grab that. That's a great set.
It is a good set. It is really
good. That's the old box, huh? That snuck in on the old box?
Oh, yeah. It did. Good call.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Rumble is the newer style one that I hate.
Yeah, so. This is night. Look how big the window is. It goes all the way down to his feet.
Yeah.
Let me see. Hold up that.
That's
hold
a
up
great
those,
figure.
Hold up one of those Rumble boxes. I mean, I have one around here somewhere, but.
You get to see Ridge's whole jacket. So it's like, what is it, right above the knees?
Yeah, but move.
So it is more than I thought. And then there's that window on top that I don't really understand, minus the light thing. But
yeah.
I mean, because, well, you know what, though, honestly? Oh, yeah. I see what they mean. If I cover that,
it makes the background darker, which makes the figure darker for sure. Yeah.
All right, I would like to see them use the old Survivor Series logos.
Oh yeah, hell yeah!
Like not necessarily like per guy, but if they kind of dipped into the older ones.
I like that, and have the box kind of color theme to that logo, and just do like. You know, and if we're in 2023, do the 93 one, then the 94 one. Yeah, that'd be cool. They do that with baseball cards.
At least one guy from that set, yeah. Yep.
All right, let me see your autographs here.
Ooh, where do we start? Where do we start? All right, I got to go to the big event on Long Island. But before the big event, they K&S Sports, who does the live virtuals, they announced Brutus Beefcake was going to sign for them, as well as Magnum TA. So, for much cheaper than they were in person. So I did the Brutus. I think this is the Chase. Strutting and cutting, the blue pants.
Oh, that's
the Chase. Yeah.
Nice, that is the Chase.
And then a Magnum TA, I got his Elite because I didn't have his Power Time, and I had him write, "The Boss is Back."
I like that.
Magnum TA.
I like that a lot.
Dude, it must be his grandson goes with him to these things. That poor kid was falling asleep because they did this live virtual like at midnight.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I like how, got how back to the he? Show. Like, I was
like a handler or is he like young?
Oh, no. He's like 15, 17.
Oh,
like,
geez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was dying, this poor kid. I think it was his grandson. So let's see. Keep going with the autos or you got to pop in here?
Well, yeah. I got one of them that you got. You sent me this damaged Kurt Angle because I sent you my minty one for you to get some.
Yeah.
So I'm actually taking it out of the box. I'm unboxing it right now. Obviously, Kurt Angle, my favorite wrestler of all time. This is a lot better than I thought. This singlet looks really good. It's a lot tighter than I thought it was. I thought it was going to be a loosey thing. The heads look great. The crying head is the one I'm probably going to use.
Yeah.
You got to meet him. How was he?
Dude, so nice.
Super nice.
Yeah, just because I was getting so many autos, I did the VIP package just because it makes more sense because you get to cut the line and, you know. But I got in there, and the lady, I was like, "Hey, I'm here with the VIP." And the one of the women in charge, which I think was the organizer's wife, was like, "Oh, follow me." And she walked me right up to like my own line. I was like, "Wow, I'm not ready yet." I was like, "I got to get these figures ready." I was like, and then so the guy running it was very cool. He was like, "I might be his new favorite customer." I was like, "Dude, put 10 people through." I was like, "I need a minute." I was like, "I'm gonna sit. Let me chill."
I don't blame you. Yeah, you know? I can see that.
And it is fanboy as it is, like I still get like a little flustered meeting these guys. So I was like, "Let me just relax. I'll just chill for a second."
You don't want to thump. You don't want to thump through all of it right in front of them. You want to have your stuff ready. Yeah.
So he was like, "Really?" He's like, "You got VIP." I was like, "I'm not good. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do now and in the next 30 minutes?" I was like, just send people through. It's fine.
You're gonna hold up the line. Yeah, cool.
But when I finally got through, I mean, the pictures on our Instagram, but he was so nice. The guy organized it. It was an EC3 con at Mohegan Sun. I guess he does it 3 times a year.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd actually seen him at the big event the week before, but I wore my old school Reebok American flag shirt and the original. The night he became the Euro Continental Champion, I wore the It's True t-shirt.
Nice.
So he was super cool. Did a little side stuff for us. So, which the guy did not charge me at all. He's like, "Hey, get in line."
Wow.
He's like, "Get back in line, man." He's like, I appreciate it. So
that's cool.
EC3 con at Mohegan Sun. Come say hi. I'm sure I'll be at the next one. It sounds like he's going to keep doing wrestlers.
I wonder if EC3's ever been there.
That's everybody keep their DC3's got his own con. Yep.
Yeah. So you got me this one signed by him. It's amazing. It says it's true. It's damn true. Kurt Angle Hall of Fame 2017. This is my fourth or fifth autograph figure from Kurt Angle, but he does a great autograph. He was great when I met him.
Dude, I can't believe he did all the inscriptions.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was that he did the three eye. I did the three eyes, and yeah, he did. You and Tom ended up getting the same one, and then Chad, who's not listening, got the wrestling machine. He got a TNA figure signed.
Wait, why is Chad not listening?
What?
Why is he not? What do you mean?
Yeah, Chad, King of Figs. He doesn't listen, man.
Oh, he listens now.
I could say what a piece of shit he is. He won't even text me tomorrow and be like, you know. But yeah, so he was super cool to me. I'm glad I got this done. JSA was there. Quick service, and then not that I plan on selling it, but the autos, but it's worth that extra $10. And that's what I was trying to tell people in line who are like, what's this JSA thing? I never done this.
That's all it is. Like, is $10 more?
$10 if you do it at the show for someone that's signed there.
Oh, that's well worth it, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I was like, dude, I don't know if you're ever going to sell it, but I would just get this done.
Yeah, if you ever try to sell, that's the first question people ask. Is it, sir? Because people don't know, you know?
Yeah. Oh, real quick, not signed, but Hookhausen came in too.
How is that figure different than the Chase? Is it the same one?
What do you got? Like, what color pants?
He's got black pants with like an upside down V on the legs, kind of. And
these look kind of like dark gray.
Okay.
Black.
Does he have his face on his crotch, like right below the belt?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm sure it's the same. I think the tights just differ between the Chase and the ringside exclusive with the flap.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Let's see. I got a crate that came in.
Oh, nice. And yeah, I had the Big John Studd micro brawl, right?
Which Max Heron from the Major Pod Group, I guess, took. I met him in line at one of the FWF shows. I guess he helped design this one, so that's pretty cool. Just to know somebody that's, you know, getting out there doing that stuff.
That is cool. He's a talented artist.
Yeah.
Well, I got one more.
And then, let me grab it. I was putting that in the box, and I looked at my Gangrel from last month. Apparently, I had the Micro Brawler Chase. I had no idea.
Nice.
That's good. I was like, oh shit, that's how cool. Little you care about crates in October.
Do you display those? What do you do with your Micro Brawlers?
Right now they're in a box. I have a handful that I like. When I only had five, I put hooks.
Okay.
If you can kind of see them kind of hanging, they're kind of hanging on the shelf right here. Yeah.
Nice.
I got just the ones I wanted, like Bob Cardona signed, Colt, a Danhausen that he signed for me. That's probably worth over $100. And I think he signed it. He did a combo and a signed brawler for $30.
Oh my gosh. Right,
yeah.
That's awesome. All
right, very fair with this pricing. Let's see what else. Bill's grabbing.
It's great radio.
When
you just
thing.
Get up and leave your chair. So I did a trade with James Melton for some stuff. I totally forget what I sent him, but I needed this Raw 3-pack. This thing is massive, dude. With these letters, Undertaker.
You didn't grab
remote.
That when it was out?
No.
I think I was surprised when you said that.
Something was like. You ever go to a store and like every single one of them is ripped in the same exact spot? That happened to me in two of my
stores. That got shipped to me. Like from my pre-order, that's one of the probably the last pre-order that actually shipped that actually arrived. But yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Like they you go there, that is not perfect.
Yep, and this one is totally perfect. I traded him some stuff I just had laying around. I was like, dude, I'll overpay for it. I just need it. You know, I'll give you two for one, three for one. So it worked out.
What made you all of a sudden decide you wanted it?
I don't know, because I asked around and a lot of people had it, and I look over this top shelf or where I have some elites and this like IKEA like 3x3 storage bin thing, and I'm like, the top of that would look really cool with just all like 3-packs, 4-packs, like, you know, just kind of stuff that won't fit on the normal shelf but needs to be displayed. And now I have this. I got the Then Now and Forever. I have obviously the Tribal Chief one with Brock. I got the Undisputed Era. I'm gonna probably get that Mick Foley one and get him signing all three of those from ringside. I want that Hogan 3-pack coming out from. We didn't talk about that in the news. That Hogan 3-pack, that Target one. People are getting that. People are finding it. People are buying it on eBay.
A couple have showed up. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another one I want. So at that point, I'm having almost 10 of these things. So just a cool, like, different. I'm kind of out of elites, even though I just bought two of them. So I think I'll probably shift to, like, just ultimates and kind of these, like, new 3-packs, 4-packs. Because I think as a mint on card guy, they just display better. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they're fun. You know, and then whatever you can actually get signed on them would be great.
Yeah. That's it for me, though. You got anything else?
I don't know. The last time we actually did weekly... a couple quick ones. I met Taya Valkyrie at a big event. She signed that.
Oh, God. I would love to meet her. She's just the best.
Her hair is like this crazy, bright, like, Crayola yellow that I was like, oh, man, that's not what I wanted to see when I met you.
Yeah, like a spaghetti color or something.
Probably Paradise's future wife is, I got Ruby Rye done. What a sweetheart. She was so nice. We talked tattoos. We talked.
Wow, cool.
We talked less than Jake. And mommy herself, Bria.
Oh, yeah. We posted the picture of you meeting her.
Yeah. Woo.
Man.
What, dude? She did not sit down all day. She was friendly with every single person there. Like, she's I think everybody there probably had a super positive experience.
What a champ. What a champ, man.
Yeah. When I got up there, I was like, the Fitterman guy, I was like, yeah. I was like, can we, like, stand center on this backdrop? And they were like, I was like, you know, because I was like, I said I paid $100 for a picture with Ric Flair, and I see everybody's Starbucks cups and three people standing in the back. So, and then Rhea was like, smart. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. She's like, I had no idea. I didn't realize.
Where was it before? Like, in front of the table or?
They were just, like, kind of off to the side. Okay. Like, they had her table centered on it, but you weren't kind of walking up to one side of it. And so you're just kind of shifted over.
That's good.
For all that, you're paying money. Like,
I would say something, too. Yeah.
Yeah, like, why have the backdrop if you're not going to do it that way?
It's not that crazy of a request, you know? So.
No. And I think everybody kind of shifted. Although as time went on, it was like edging towards the edge. So one person would go up and be like, hey, can we move in?
Yeah. Nice. Good haul, man. Good haul. I think.
I'm sorry. The last thing, couple ultimates. The HBK came back from high spots. I don't know if we talked about that. Austin.
Dark.
What else did we get? Austin, Cena, and then high spots had a Friday special a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
This AJ Styles, they dropped it for $100 to sign ultimate.
Jeez, that's great. It's a $30 figure. So
with JSA, came with a ringside defender.
Oh man,
but obviously it fits in the Heroes one. So I'm gonna put in that. So
is Heroes not selling those ultimate defenders anymore?
Are they not on there?
They're not on there. No, they might be done. Yeah.
I mean, I have 55 extra. Hopefully, they never change the box.
You better not. Yeah, they better not. You're gold. Yeah. That's it. I think I bought some stuff for my kid, but I do not remember. That doesn't really count. That doesn't count.
Well, he's got all the toy drive stuff to pick from. He gets to pick one out of every three items.
He's been wanting. He saw an Otis in there. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to buy an Otis now. So I didn't take the one from there, but I'm going to have to get him an Otis. That should be pretty cheap, though, Otis figure.
What does he have? Yeah, it's the...
I was thinking of the new
one. What do you want, the older one or the new one?
Well, then he's got the older one. He saw that one with the lunchbox.
Yeah,
I could probably get that on eBay for like $10 or something.
What's great? Dark Parlor had that sign for $100. What were they doing? 25% off last weekend.
Oh man, that's a good deal.
75 wouldn't have been too bad just for that. So
yeah. But the Shush one, the Alpha Academy, doesn't come out till like January. So maybe I'll just hold off. He'll forget about it. He's poor. People have been sending him stuff. You sent him a figure. He did switch out. I was like, "Do you want the Ken Shamrock or do you want the MVP?" He's like, "I'll take the MVP. I want the MVP." Because I saw him eyeing it up.
Yeah, it's smart. Yeah.
So he's been playing with that. Like, I was like, "Dude, why do you like MVP so much?" He's like, "I don't know. He's just cool." I don't know. Kids.
That's a good figure. It's a fun figure.
It is figure. Yeah, it's a good figure. Yeah. I should have bought some of those. What are they, $3.99 on Heroes?
Yeah, that's what they got down to. That's why I stopped. I had ordered like 13, and they were like, "I could send you 9."
Oh, wow! You got.
But then he's back on the site. He's still for sale on the site, so I have no idea how that works.
Like $13.99 now. It's
crazy. Yeah.
All right. Here's the schedule, and let me know. I didn't talk about this with you, but I want to get your opinion. I don't want to just jump on this. Next week we do Peg Warmers of the Year. Okay.
Okay.
Week after that, top 10 Mattel figures. Week after that, top 10 Jazzwares figures. Week after that, top 10. Independent companies, the zombie sailors of the world. You think that's a good schedule for the rest of the year?
Should we? You got to text me all this, but yes.
Yeah, no, I will. I will. I'll keep you in the loop. And we'll get some opinions from other people on some of these, but I think that's the best way to do it is kind of divvy it up, and we can see where we want to start from as far as Mattel. So next week, Peg Warmers of the Year. This can be non-wrestling. I've seen a lot of them come through, which is good. A lot of people have been grabbing stuff off the clearance rack, out of these Super Friends DC figures. Those things are peg warming in all my Walmarts.
Oh my god, they just don't work. Yeah. Evan Merrigan bought them, and other than that, it's been like he's the only person I saw like happy that he purchased it.
Dude, look what I got. Check out our friends at the Run-In Podcast, guys. Tommy and DJ do a really good job. They do more in-the-ring stuff versus figures. Our buddy Kenny, the call-up, does the call-up podcast. He does a live stream for almost every single weekly wrestling show. It's always on there in our Facebook group. Let's check those guys out. They do some great work. Anything else you want to add before we get the hell out of here, man? It's late night.
Nah, man.
We got to work tomorrow. Wash your hands.
Dear selfish wrestling guys like me and Phil, start buying stuff for other people.
Yes. Yes, we got to. This weekend.
Yeah, I bought more for like toy drives than I have for like my family members.
This weekend, it's on. It's going on now. So parents are the hardest to buy for. I don't know what to get my parents, but slippers. I don't know.
My dad literally just wants like $100 in Dunkin' Donuts cards.
Man.
And I just need to learn how to use the app so that, you know, stretches way further than it should.
Oh, you get some extra bonus. Oh, I meant to tell everybody, the best value in fast food ever is a egg and cheese potato burrito from, it's $1.49 at fucking Taco Bell. Two of those fill me up in the morning. And it's like, dude, I'm eating for like $4.
Yeah,
go no meat. I don't want the extra like sodium or calories from the meat. But if I were to make these at home, they would not taste this good. Anytime you try to make like a taco,
I get judged for, you know, eating McDonald's here and there. It's just like, yeah, but I ate for $4.
Yeah,
exactly. Like some days I just don't want to spend more than that. Like I've been making coffee lately, like not doing Dunkin' or McDonald's.
I have too. Yeah, so much cheaper.
Well, no, I for Christmas last year, we got 5 pounds of Jackson Hole Cowboy coffee, which is the best coffee I ever had in my entire life, and for like just getting halfway through the bag.
Like ground? Like that's all grounds?
We have the grinder, but okay. Yeah, we just buy whole bean and do it when we feel like it.
Nice, that's good.
Yeah, it's a good cup.
Whew. All right, well, that's it for Coffee Talk. Thank you guys for listening.
Coffee Talk.
Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Check out our YouTube page. Most importantly, follow us on Instagram, The Fig Cave, or on X at Cave Fig. Good to talk to you, sir. Enjoy your weekend.
Same, brother.
We've got a kid-free weekend to do some shopping and one more Friendsgiving. So,
going to the Pats Chargers game.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Enjoy, man. Enjoy yourself. Oof. And thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you next week. See you.
Later.